poems, and they're part of a series called One Hour Photo, and they all incorporate cliches that I took from Flaubert's Dictionary of Received Ideas, and I really love these because they were written 150 years ago, and the best part of the poems, it seems, when people say things about them, is they really love the cliches. I mean, and they've been around for 150 years ago. So, anyway, if you might even recognize them. I won't say them differently, but they're embedded in the poems. And so I'll read you three of these. Is this okay? And since a one-hour photo, they have some captions, and I will only read the captions when they're relevant. So this one does have a caption, and it's when it comes to self-consciousness, that lens is unforgiving. Songs that change your life. Overslept, missed class. I'm the teacher, dear students. Shoot today, shoot tomorrow. We're not having pastries tonight. Thanks, airheads. You gave me food for thought. Death of a disco dancer. A man in a tutu crouches in the middle of the street. It's snowing. A woman points a camera at him. Kill Bill is no film by a woman. I would wish you an unhappy birthday because you're evil and you lied, but it's President's Day and the post office is closed. The Smiths make macho Latinos weep. Typical me, I started something and now I'm not so sure. It is winter, always unusual. See, summer. Blame everything on the weather. Eternal topic of conversation. Always complain of the weather. This exposing of oneself. Universal cause of ailments. If you think peace is a common goal, that goes to show how little you know. Mediocrity does not preclude sycophants. Happy New Year's. We're saying goodbye to what we'll greet tomorrow. Nothing new about it. Nothing new about feeling like one has nothing to say. Especially to compare to an army of hurdy-gurdies sounding in unison. Or if one considers riffs, riffing, and the roughest corporation. Inspiration, poetic, brought on by a sight of the sea, love, women, etc. What about the herd versus the scene? It's like traveling, much more rousing, come think of it. What about people who say, in other words, and then do everything but repeat what they just said? Susan Sontag said, feeling like one's got nothing to say, and finding the way to say that. In other words, once said, nothing sounds like what you have in your head. I didn't quote her properly. If I were a reporter, she would snap at me. But I'd like to be nothing but a Q-tip to clean my ears, and she's not around here anymore. I've long distrusted my eyes. I believe in ears, such a neglected sense in this age of fatkins. The soundtrack for my New York film, Insignificance. Music makes one think of many great things. Makes a people gentle. For instance, La Marseillaise. I dreamt of killer waves last summer, ignorant of the damage they could cause. Makes a people gentle. In other words, if music comes in waves, what can it wash away? 20,000? 42,000? 80,000? 120,000? 250,000. Overcast. Today's weather seems in accord with the public mood. A guy is reading the New York Post on the train. Blitz. No one around him can avoid looking at the paper. What exactly is blitz? Guess I wouldn't mind dying this morning, since there's lots of cute guys on the train today. The crowd is everything but hostile, and yet it is rush hour. No one averts their eyes from the bloody pictures in the paper. Guess we're all having the same thoughts today. I'm late for therapy. Looks like you're feeling alert, is the first thing he says when I walk into the room. I do, replies the hologram. Memory, complain of your own. Indeed, boast of not having any. Okay. Now I will read you some poems and talk shows. I think, okay, that's better. And the book is divided in four parts. The first one is how-tos. You know, this first poem appears in that first section, and it's called The Script. And you will see there's some reference to people you know and people you don't know. And the people you don't know would be Comernus, who's an early Christian saint. And she was about to be assaulted by barbarians, and the legend has it that she prayed to God and grew a disgusting beard that kept the barbarians away. You know, yeah. Legends of the saints are wonderful. If you ever feel bored or you're lacking inspiration, I highly suggest you go to them. Anyway, so the poem is divided in three parts. The script. You thought this would be a dance lesson. Things were easier then. No marimbas, no clarinets, only a longing for the fun to begin. Rain came down. Nothing seems as remote as the days you didn't have to think about it. Always already there, gushing out. Control was required to stop ideas from overflowing. You did your job well. You killed them as one kills Easter baby chickens. 2. Rasputin was on the lookout. Magdalene had multi-purpose hair. Comernus had it in stocks, where and when she needed it, on her beard especially. Anything to keep the barbarians away will do. Chopped noses, rotten chicken stuffed in corsets. We were told that the demons would come out in Maine. They hate recollections and certainty. Their favorite verb is sabotage. 3. Rasputin helps one to recognize inspiration, but oh, what could imagination be? To retrieve, to plunder, to forge, to be bored, to rip kites so they may stay on the ground, to forget jokes and misunderstand common sense, to sit for 4 hours without getting up, to count words and people and only remember their numbers, to listen closely to what loons could be trying to say, to permutate dots so that lines are never identical to each other, to return to known places and act always the same, thus the slightest change might become apparent, to force things to happen, to pretend there's meaning when all that comes out is my dog loves me and he's no showboat, to think there's nothing to say, to leap from canopy to can openers to can open her. You've begun, now use your props. For Rose to be, we need a celebrity. In a library with at least 11 windows, less than 11 women who knew each other not, told each other secrets that were meant at some point to be public. Who'd like to be Oprah? When a secret comes, it is not silent unless it's not even a secretion. Saliva is not interchangeable with ink. I am purposeless, the secret cried, but words were meant to imprint themselves on the mind of the woman whose stomach kept making discomforting noises. How about Charlie? It should have been decreed that every Friday they tell each other secrets. The problem was that they gathered secretly in a semicircle, and nobody was comfortable giving orders. A voice said, "Time's up," but it was only a voice waiting for the minutes to elapse. "Tell me what Sophia is thinking, and I'll tell you what Sandra is about to write," bartered Kara to no effect. "What fun this is, or can be," Billy muttered to herself. Okay. Now I'll move to a different section of the book, which is called Self and Society. Durango, Durango. There once was a weeping willow that never wept. Maybe someone missed a weeping, or the tree just looked like it was grieving, but it wasn't because there was no reflecting pool below it. This is how one who has a story can begin a story. When one does not have a story, one can write a letter, for instance. Dear Papa, I imagine you on your sailboat, drinking a beer and thinking about the splendid life you've got now that you keep fewer houses. I miss your Sunday sense of humor. I think about it constantly. Love, moi. P.S. Perhaps you and I could talk over the phone one of these days about why the only time you've ever mentioned your hometown was when you told us the story about the locals burning down a set for Western so as to heat their tortillas. Like you, I'm afraid of sounding trite when I talk about local flavor. Is that why I've got no story? There's a big lake here that you might find attractive. You could practice your water sports while I remember the right spelling for lacuna. Migrating birds. Victor gets a real sense of power from making his own raisins. He buys pounds and pounds of grapes and leaves them to dry on the kitchen table. Teresa doesn't want to hear about her ex-husband's cancer, not on Father's Day. She takes a train all night and to have breakfast with her cousin. All Sunday, she rides the train back. Once Martin's wife had left, he decided to take advantage of her space. He built a sauna where her closet was and now sits there every morning to read the paper and Buddha. One night, Helga wore her prettiest dress, though she knew he wouldn't be there. She drank dry white, got drunk, she was on a diet, and fell down. Later, he saw the holes in her pantyhose. Maria was usually bumping into things. Each time she got closer to what she wanted. What do you want from me? Nothing, he replied. So she took off and felt like migrating birds, but many. Mm-hmm. Okay, this next film is called To and No Fro, and it's based on a Buñuel film, one that you probably haven't seen because it's part of the Buñuel that's not seen abroad. As you might know, he made a lot of Mexican melodramas, like classic Mexican melodramas. So there's very little surrealism in these films. They're really good, though, because still you can see the darkness in these films. So this is based on a film called A Woman Without Love. And it was supposed to be a collaboration with a filmmaker who would see the poem and then make a film based on my poem without knowing what film it was. But she was a very determined woman who had ideas of her own, so it actually never really became a collaboration. But in any case, her film is great, and this is the poem. To and No Fro. In order of appearance. Adjective 1, devoted. Verb 1, endure. Noun, walls. Adverb, never. Adjective 2, incestuous. Article, an. Adjective 3, pregnant. Verb 2, burst. Cameo appearances, ghost wearing cat eyeglasses. Plot summary. To help her poor parents, she accepts to have at least someone in her life to teach their son a lesson. Her husband is compelled to escape from his mean father. Her son has to. The ghost runs away with her son, takes a bus to the country. To return the kid to his parents, an engineer drives to thank him, they want him to return their hospitality. In turn, the engineer has them over to pass time while her tardy husband returns. She and the engineer start to. A trio of drunks in the background intones, ¿De qué sirve querer con todo el corazón? A few months later. To break free from her oppressive situation, she's willing to avoid causing her ailing husband a heart attack, she's forced to to appease her guilty conscience and to make her family happy, too. To move on, the engineer goes to. Caught in an embrace, the ghost strangles her husband. 20 years later, waltz at the graduation party. Later, the sight of empty bottles and food platters. The ghost dances mambo at the party with a beautiful young woman. To deliver good and bad news, a notary public comes too. To show love for the son he never met, the engineer bequeaths to. To avenge the older brother for rejecting her, the nurse says to. To confirm the rumors, he stays up to. To punish his mother, he tears up what to. The ghost slaps the son and says, "Dile adiós a tu mamacita, desgraciado." The husband dies. One son marries. Another goes to. To remember her beloved, she is destined to. To knit, sit facing the photograph, to. The ghost dances a cha-cha, suffocates, collapses. La viuda emparedada, emparedada, claustrofílica, contoured, immured. The double widow, windowless, without. Okay. I'm going to read you a poem called Bankrupt Books. And this is in a section called Reality Bites because it does have a lot of found language. But in this one, the found language actually was transformed. So I do a lot of translations. And in this one, what I did was an antonymic translation. So basically, I took a list of bestseller titles from the New York Times Book Review, and I translated them into their exact opposite. So when you hear this, you might be able to identify the bestsellers that you heard about, but just because this is the exact opposite. I hope, maybe not. So the poem is called Bankrupt Books, a Collage. Sister, an old trick, TV viewers think to themselves. A chain of skits, it's all concealed. The lion's hunter, who brought me milk? George, man of sleazy shoes. Lazy bum, self-destructive loser. Beetles of a sinking moon. From the beginning of times, the potato generation. The liberator of Azkaban. Bridget Jones, stupidity's limit. Talk shows, days after days of oblivion. The stories of a death penalty administrator. Ridiculous accounts of beguiling idiocy. Where they don't belong, Mediterranean sun, orange trees, ocean. The art of dullness, Sundays on a couch. A retrograde rock star. The celebrity speaks. Feeding on refuse for optimum decay. Decomposing mind, decrepit body. Sabotage monogamy. Stars and evaluation of self-hate. Have an awful time, Beowulf. Okay, now I'll read you a few more translations. These were, I was sitting at a reading that actually Mary Jo gave. I just realized that. Mary Jo read with this other poet called Paul Hoover. And Paul Hoover read from a book that's out now. It's called Poems in Spanish. And his conceit was that he would pretend he was writing in Spanish and he was a Spanish language poet and he would write these poems as if he was that person. But he doesn't speak Spanish or translate poetry in Spanish. And I was sitting there and I was, you know, the poems weren't bad, but I certainly thought I could do something with them. And so at the end of the reading, I came up to him and said, would you mind if I translate them and maybe do something else with them? And he was very kind, and he said, sure, go ahead. So I decided that I would translate these poems of his into real poems in Spanish by doing line for line and then finding an echo of those lines in real Spanish poetry. So I had to read a lot and find things that could actually speak to the lines that he had written. And I'm sure, I mean, I actually found one for each line that he wrote. So I'm sure that even though he doesn't speak Spanish, he had read enough poetry in Spanish that he knew what he was doing. And so what I came up with are, I think, well, and then I translated them into English, obviously. So I think these are more literal than his, in a way, and they're still poems in Spanish, although they're in English. Okay, but the first one is, so these are basically centos with lines from Neruda, Huidobro, lots of poets. Gabriela Mistral, I don't know if you're familiar with any of them, but I know Neruda certainly is a popular poet here. Okay. Bite its heart until it learns. One doesn't know a thing about what poets, the blind, hookers, call mystery. Nada. One can't say anything. My chest, then, my heart, my senses, and my chest, your mouth, your lips, your teeth, your tongue. The earth will keep on spinning in its precise orbit. The earth that is the earth and the sky like the rose, but stone. Conscience is bitterness, a tragic concept. Never did the sky have as many roads as this one. The road becomes diluted in the desolate shadow. Some words have the shade of a tree. When all the meat isn't meat anymore, nor the soul, let's return to the silence of words that come from silence. She didn't know how to dress, so she was undressed. A scream at 11, looking for a policeman. Look at my hands, transparent like light bulbs. The ray of light moving toward the bottom of the water. Between us and this century, there will be free association of ideas, despite our format. I don't think I betray my principles if I say without bad intentions that you have to have an ostrich stomach to swallow such filth. I bet nobody dares drink a cup of holy water. Poem in Spanish. The grave has more power than the eyes of the beloved, an open grave with all its magnets. This weight on the wings, the sky is waiting for an airship. I have the feeling that I haven't got much life left, 3 hours after the celestial attack. Why don't I respond when I'm being offended? Because my religion doesn't allow me to. Exterior maps, geography. Interior maps, psychography. And in your hard cathedral, I kneel. Mountains pass, camels pass, like the history of wars and antiquity. Of all the men I am, I can't find any of them without the control of the intruding eye. Problems, mysteries that fasten themselves to my chest. All I want is not to see businesses, nor gardens, nor markets, nor eyeglasses, nor elevators. In order to serve all radio listeners without discriminating between social classes, I speak a tongue that fills hearts with the laws of communicating clouds. I have my brain or whatever full of skull moths. For the world to go on being what it is, it must perforce take another form. True poems are fires. When something cherished burns, instead of the fireman I call, rushes forth the incendiary. It says, live, live, live. It is death. Now the last poem I'll read is the title poem. It's called Talk Shows or Talk Shows? Talk Shows. Okay. There you go. Sometimes when we go out to dinner, I notice that my wife doesn't respond to the things I'm saying. She seems to be listening, but doesn't answer my questions. Then I realize that she's overhearing the conversation at the table next to us. Get away from me. Who do you think you are, hitting my arm like that? What kind of person are you, a terrorist? Don't look at me as if I was a woman with a rotten tooth. Look at me as if I was me. Viva México, cabrones. I can't think of anything I'd like to do less than go to Disney with my dad. When are they going to start using electric cars, huh? It's totally idiotic. Gridlock all the way from First Avenue. Something's wrong, you gotta change it. Darn. That other guy, he fell asleep while driving. He hasn't been able to work again. His whole body is covered in metal casts and stuff. 30 years old. Y le dije, don't you care about yourself? He answered, no. Well, you should care about the other drivers. Se quedó callado. See that ring over there? The amber one? It looks as if it has bugs in it. Or crocodiles. Eso está más podrido que la mierda. I told her, look, I don't know you very well. But don't you think that before you leave him, you should at least have a conversation with him? Mom, someone told me that when you're 15, you feel that you're in love, but it's not real. Hey, long time no see. How's it going? Don't ask. Just got out of jail. You got lucky, Mom. Just think if I hadn't had those 40 bucks on me. I swear, I have not gotten a cold in 15 years. People talk to me, I stay away. That's got to be a nice safety net, mentally. I've never seen so much polishing in my life. The walls were so thin, I could hear the conversations next door. All women's residences look exactly the same. The wall is so gross, it looks as if something's growing on it. Did you make it look that way? It's just wallpaper. So, if you do get to talk to someone, I need to know what she died of and where, who survived her, and why she was so private about her personal life. Then I could write an obituary. This is so beautiful, I don't find it inspiring. Have you been to Maine? Never. Moose are so big, they couldn't fit in this room. Yeah, I saw some moose on television. Thank you so much.